Looking for a great math program? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective by using creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Here's a great testimonial from Lori, one of the many listeners of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She said, "One day, my 10-year-old was in tears over math. I tried my best to help, but ended up in tears as well. We prayed together, and that very night, I received an email offer for CTC Math. The following Monday, we reviewed the curriculum together. She was willing to give it a shot, and we have never looked back." Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. I am so excited that you are back with me again today, and you are going to be so encouraged by my guest. Her name is Monica Swanson, and I am just getting to meet Monica for the first time today. And she has a really neat story. She has a really neat family that I think many of you will relate to. We're going to be talking about homeschooling through a busy life. And I know many of us can relate to that, whether you are building a business, whether you're traveling, whether you're tending to extracurricular activities, maybe it's sports or music lessons, or you're involved in your church ministry, whatever it is, so many of us are just busy, and it can be a challenge to homeschool through a busy life. And so Monica has a very unique family that we're going to talk about today, and I know she's going to bring some great encouragement to us. So Monica, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. You have such a unique family and a unique story. You are in Hawaii. And as I told you before we jumped on the podcast, I am going to just live vicariously through you because I want to be in Hawaii. I'm in Georgia, which we do have a beach here. We live in coastal Georgia, so we do have a beach, but the waves are terrible. You can't really surf here, at least not where we are. But you're in Oahu, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Out in the country on the north shore of Oahu.
Yeah, it just sounds so glamorous. It's so cool. On the north shore.
We call it the charm of the north shore. It's not exactly glamorous, but wild roosters and chickens running around and a lot of country. It's country.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You know, it's so funny. The first time my husband and I ever went to Hawaii, I remember driving down the street. We were on Kauai, and I remember driving and there were just chickens everywhere. And we were like, chickens in Hawaii? Like, it just did not seem right. But they were everywhere.
Yes. They are.
It's such a
they keep my dog busy.
I'm sure. So much fun. So you are mom to four boys. You are actually, you've authored a book called Boy Mom, What Your Son Needs Most From You. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the podcast. But I would love for you to introduce us to your family and tell us a little bit about kind of who you are, because that plays in so much to what we're talking about on the podcast today.
Sure. Thank you. So my husband and I are originally from the Pacific Northwest. So I'm kind of a Seattle girl at heart, but we've been here for 19 years. And my husband moved here for his medical residency program, which I thought, 3 years in Hawaii, how fun, a vacation. And then he was like, we are never leaving. So he actually himself discovered surfing. And I think that was part of it. And then we've had four sons who have all also loved surfing. And I started homeschooling when my oldest son was in second grade. So I've pretty much homeschooled all the way through. I've graduated two boys who are now in Southern California in college together. So that's special, a junior and a freshman in Santa Barbara. And now I have a 16-year-old and a 10-year-old who are homeschooling, and they're both competitive surfers. And the 16-year-old is actually surfing at the professional level now. So he often, well, when we're not in quarantine, he travels the world, wherever there's good waves, and contests everywhere from Tahiti to Portugal, canceled trip to Australia, wave pool in Waco, Texas. A lot of people don't know they're surfing in Waco, Texas.
Oh, wow. But,
yep. And so he does a lot of traveling, and we try to homeschool around the surf, and our days often do revolve around the what's going on with the waves, but we make it work. And I have, of course, the Boy Mom podcast, as well as my book, Boy Mom, and a lot of work online that I'm blessed can, to some extent, work around the school and surf schedule, but it is teamwork and a lot of compromise. Yeah. And just, you know, trying to be flexible every day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that, because I know it can be become very overwhelming when we have our kind of Pinterest perfect idea of what we think our homeschool should look like. And we want to have our kids, you know, nicely sitting at the table and have all of our meals planned out for the week and have our perfect schedule and just have everything in our imagination as it's supposed to be.
Yes.
And then there's real life that comes into play. And for you, real life means surfing practice and competitions and traveling. And on top of that, you have your own ministry of writing and podcasting and blogging and doing all of those things. So how do you kind of fit all of this in and still homeschool your boys?
I wish I could say this came super natural to me and I just, you know, could go with the flow without any stress. But the truth is, it is hard. It's never been my bent to just wake up every day and figure it out. I like a plan. I like a schedule. Sadly, with the waves, oftentimes we can make a plan even the night before. And then everybody gets up in, you know, the dark of the morning. And my husband checks the computer and he's like, no, waves won't come up till 11. And I'm like, okay, well, I had already planned that while they were surfing, I would, you know, so I'm like, okay, we're going to rearrange that plan. So oftentimes there's surf in the morning. And oftentimes that's when I get, you know, do some quiet time with the Lord. I hop on the computer, maybe. I try to get a little exercise in a few days a week. And then the boys come home and we just hit the ground running and kind of pack in what we can. Typically late morning to early afternoon before usually a second session of surfing comes up or training. You know, there's other workouts and other sometimes media things my son has to do. So it literally happens sometimes hour by hour. I'll get a call and be like, there's a photographer that wants to meet Luke. You need to drive him to town, which is over an hour away, or you need to drive him here or there. So, it's constantly changing. And that's really taken me accepting that as long as things get done, they don't have to get done how I want them to get done. And I need to take a deep breath and accept that this is the life God's given me. And yes, we can have priorities. I can say school has to happen today, but when it happens is sometimes not what I'm going to predict it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, that's such a part of the beauty of homeschooling is that we can fit our family and our schedule around education. And we talk about this so often on the podcast that when we first start homeschooling, almost every homeschool mom I know, she brings her kids home or, you know, starts out with them at home. And we have this idea that school needs to be like it was when we were growing up.
Totally.
We need to have the perfect schedule. You know, we start school at 8 o'clock in the morning. We finish at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We have these scheduled breaks. We have our lunch break. We have recess because that's how we've been conditioned.
Yes.
That's what it's supposed to look like, but that's not what it's supposed to look like for every family. For some families, it does, and it works great for them. But for families like yours, that doesn't work great. Mm-hmm. You have to be flexible. And, and I would imagine that with a lifestyle like yours, you could only do that with the Lord's grace and mercy in your lives, you know, that He gives you what you need to be able to wisely discern what the priority is at the time and figure out how to fit the rest of your homeschooling and family and discipleship around that.
Yes.
So take us through kind of what a typical week would look like for you in regards to just your family life and dealing with the surfing and the homeschooling and just regular family needs. Because in addition to that, of course, you've got grocery shopping and doctor's appointments and this and that. So what would kind of a typical week look like for you?
Right. Well, to make our schedule even more complicated. My husband is a hospital physician. And so his schedule is interesting. He does kind of shift work. So he works 2 weeks straight. So that's 14 days every day of the week, holiday or Sunday he works. And then he'll have sometimes 2 weeks off, though he often picks up extra shifts. And when he's off, we also live on a couple of acres of tropical kind of land here that we grow a lot of fruit. Okay. And so my husband is often also working on our property. So his comings and goings, which I'm assuming most families relate to that. When dad's around, things look different.
Sure.
And sometimes when my husband's around, he's super helpful and will help homeschool my 10-year-old. But sometimes when dad's around, the focus is even more so on surfing because he's there and he does a lot of their video. They take a lot of video for social media and all that. And so sometimes when dad's home, I'm like, okay, here we go. The next few weeks, the schedule is going to be all over the place because it's even more unpredictable. So I would say a typical week, if there's a fall and winter, our big surf season here on the North Shore. So oftentimes it'll be the early morning surf session. And kind of like I said, they'll come home and I'll have food ready. I make smoothies and have something nutritious to get into their body. And then they'll eat, sit down. We do a combination of curriculum, but much just online where they're watching a video and I'm there to monitor and correct mm-hmm. and help guide. So I think a real key as kids get older, and you know, I'm sure a lot of homeschool moms have figured this out, is just to help kids really become independent learners.
Sure.
And know. And in fact, before we got on this call, I was just talking to my 16-year-old, kind of mapping out his fall and saying, listen, buddy, you're about to hit really heavy surf season. Let's look at where you need to be by the holidays, by Christmas. This is where you need to be. And he feels like for him, the best way to approach things is to have a weekly goal, because he said, Mom, I don't know. There's days I can't really get to anything. And then there's days where I'm home all day and I can double up.
Right.
So if he has that goal for the end of each week, knowing where he needs to be. So he and I kind of just keep talking and I trust him to be accountable. He's a good student. He's distractible, sure. like most teenage boys, but he really loves school and he loves what he's learning. So I'm grateful yeah. for that. And then my 10-year-old takes a little bit more handholding and somebody needs to be near him. Then oftentimes I'll hit Costco once a week in the afternoon. We live a long ways from Costco, but I make it there and I love to cook. So while boys are out surfing in the late afternoon, I'm oftentimes catching up on any writing, anything online, and then I'm making dinner. And then, they often surf till dark. So they walk in sometimes, you know, Hawaii is different from the mainland in that the sun goes down pretty consistently throughout the year. So summer to winter, maybe it's dark between 6 and 7:30. It doesn't get dark real early or late. It's kind of funny here, but so they'll surf till dark. They walk in starving, dinner, maybe finish some school. I finish some work and we go to bed, sleep hard and do it all again the next morning.
I love that. I love that so much. Let's take a quick break and we'll be back in a minute.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
There is a truth that all dads universally acknowledge. Fatherhood is a challenge, a glorious, righteous, wonderful challenge, but it's also really hard. It's tough to be a good dad who is wise and patient, but also doesn't suffer fools, as it were. Dr. Brian Phillips feels this keenly, and in his new podcast on the Circe Podcast Network, he hosts conversations about the important and powerful role all dads take on. It's called The Weight of Fatherhood, and on it, he'll be chatting with a wide array of guests, including psychologists, pastors, authors, professors, and friends, about the challenges, joys, goals, and frustrations that almost every dad faces, especially dads who work really hard to be decent fathers. Listen to The Weight of Fatherhood today, wherever you find your favorite podcast.
We are back with Monica Swanson. And before the break, you were talking about one of the things that you do that you manage to get through the busyness is that you have taught your boys how to become independent learners. Mm-hmm. How did you teach them to do that? Because I know that's a question that I even oftentimes ask myself, but we get asked oftentimes like, you know, how do I teach my kids? Because in school, you know, we were talking earlier about bringing the traditional school into our home. And in traditional school, kids are typically not taught how to be independent learners.
Right.
They are just told what to think, what to do, and how to do it.
Yes.
How did you go about teaching your kids, your boys, to become independent learners?
Right. Such a good question. And I think about this a lot. Sometimes I think that a key to raising, when you have multiple kids, to raising great kids is having an excellent firstborn, which we can't always plan or predict. But my firstborn son was a very self-directed learner. And I probably played a role in that, but some of it was his personality. Sure. But I feel like he really paved the way. He set that standard. I think sometimes when you're busy, it's just necessity. You're just like, okay, if these kids are going to get educated, they have to start taking on more on their own. So I think there's a lot of communication there. Like, I just had this conversation with my 16-year-old, and I was like, buddy, you know, he would like to be a full-time pro surfer on the world tour after high school, but he also knows there's a lot of factors and it's an unpredictable career. And so we want him to be college ready. Right. And so I'm just like, listen, I can't check on you every day, all day. This is up to you. So this is what's at stake. Here's the goal. Here's the hope and the dream. This is what it looks like to do well. This is what it looks like to be prepared for a future. Now let's talk about how you're going to get there. So I think I'm just a big communicator. So sure. I believe talking to our kids about that and then setting them up. You know, my 10-year-old, there's a lot of just kind of rewards, consequences. If you get done by 2 o'clock, here's what you get to do. Mm-hmm. If you're not done, here's what you don't get to do.
Right.
And I think my 10-year-old's probably challenged me the most because personality is just different. So yeah. I say he keeps me humble. the things that I thought were all me being an excellent mom, I'm realizing maybe had to do with personality with the first few. But yeah, we have to use rewards and consequences for sure.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about communication. That is such a huge part of it, is we don't just dump stuff on our kids and say, here you go, good luck, learn how to do this on your own. We have to be in constant communication with them and teaching them. We have to be able to read our kids. We have to know their personalities. Yeah. We have to know what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are. And that's one of the beauties of homeschooling, is that we have the opportunity and the privilege of knowing our kids better than anyone else does. Mm-hmm. There are some fantastic teachers in the traditional school system, whether public or private, but there's not a school teacher in the world who can have a classroom full of 30 kids or more and be able to focus on each child's individual learning styles, needs, personalities, character development, all of those things. And we as mom and dad get to work with our kids to develop those strengths in them and to help them with their weaknesses and teach them to do that. But it all is through communication and relationship. Having a relationship 100%. With them is so very important. So, and speaking about relationships, before we jumped on the podcast, I said, you know, I would love to have boys. It just sounds like so much fun. And I have two girls who are an absolute blast. I love being a girl mom. And my world, you know, my audience knows this, my world is girls. I have two daughters, a sister, and five nieces. I have no boys at all in our family. And so it just sounds like a lot of fun to have boys. How have you gone about building that relationship with your boys so that they do listen to you and they do respect you as mom with being able to teach them?
Yes, I love this topic. And I write about it early on in Boy Mom, because I do believe that so much of the rest of the stuff we want to do as a mom, so many of the things we want to equip our boys with as they grow up, really depends on having a healthy relationship with them, which is really balanced. I talk in Boy Mom about the four areas of love, trust, respect, and grace. And so I really go into depth in that chapter. I won't cover that all here, but really having that balanced approach of really nurturing love, but also setting a standard of I need to trust you that you will do what you say you'll do. I need to trust that you'll follow through. And they need to trust me. And so some of that is me following through with what I say I will do, and me being a trustworthy parent, and then respect just being that standard that I think, I hate to sound like an old lady, but I feel like it's really missing in today's world, that respect for parents. And we just say, you know, the Lord tells us to honor your father and your mother, and there's a promise there, and that is just required. And there's a blessing if you honor your father and your mother. And so, and then grace, which we all need grace, but that balanced approach. And I think I too had a little advantage in that I was raised with only brothers. Mm. I have mostly nephews. I mean, really, I do live in a boy world. And so I feel really comfortable with my boys. And I just love them. I think their sense of humor is great. And we just have an excellent relationship. But I think that started young as I enjoyed them. I played with them, but I also set that standard that they need to show me respect and that character is a really big deal. And so it's a balancing act. I think for some, it comes more natural than it does to others, but I think it's a worthwhile pursuit for all of us to find that healthy relationship with our boys. And you got to listen to them when they're little and they're telling stories that go on, and you got to care and put your phone down and turn away from the computer and give them that eye contact, because when they're teenagers, they're going to be a lot more likely to talk to you and open up to you if you've established the relationship when they're young.
Yeah. Oh, amen. It's the same way with girls in that regard, for sure, is that, you know, when we give them the, you know, our attention when they're younger, they will continue to have that relationship and want to talk to us. But if we're constantly pushing them away, saying, "I'm too busy, I don't have time for you," then they're gonna grow up feeling like, "Well, mom doesn't have enough time for me," so they're gonna go to someone else to talk to, which is a scary place to go. Let's tie this podcast up, but let's come back on Wednesday and continue talking about busy homeschooling. And I actually want to talk a little bit more about boys and homeschooling boys, because that's just one of those topics that I can't talk about a whole lot on my own.
I love it.
What is your website? Where can people find out more about you?
Thank you. Yes, home base is monicaswanson.com, and you'll find links to everything I do right there. So I love to meet new friends.
All right. Sounds fantastic. We will link to that in the show notes, or you guys can just go to monicaswanson.com and learn more about her and her ministry and her family. Thank you guys for listening today. Monica, thank you for joining me. We will be back on Wednesday to continue this conversation. Bye.
Aloha.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive, Christian homeschooling program. Parents seeking alternatives to traditional education find Classical Conversations gives their children the best possible opportunities to succeed in grade school, middle school, high school, and beyond, to prepare them for a lifetime of success, no matter what their goals for the future. So if you're considering homeschooling and you don't know where to start, or if you're already homeschooling and you want to explore another option, we've been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence. And we'd love nothing more than for you and your family to join us in our mission to know God and make Him known. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and to learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.